This is Rothman and Ice.
All right, welcome back. Rothman and Ice. Anthony Rothman, Matty Ice Hayes. We go to the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems Fangus Hotline. Welcome on Chris Trapasso of CBS talking NFL. Chris, welcome.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me again.
Thank you. Big matchup tonight. Huge matchup. And, you know, Kyler Murray was a guy that everyone believed in coming into the season. He would take a big leap. I know people loved him in fantasy. But can you kind of document a little bit on what he's meant to Arizona? Is he in the MVP conversation? Like what you've seen this season?
Yeah, I don't think he's been a tremendous passer of the football, like of normal MVP standards. But anyone watching any game and that crazy Seahawks-Cardinals game from a few weeks ago, this past Sunday against the Bills, and probably what we'll see tonight, what he's been able to do as a runner, both just scrambling and in the designed run game in the red zone. I think we always think of a Cam Newton type or in your neck of the woods, Terrell Pryor back in his day in the red zone, that they can be real weapons there. But Kyler Murray at not even 6 foot and around 200 pounds has been unreal scoring touchdowns. So he's been a pretty good passer. He's improved from his rookie season, playing above average from inside the pocket and when he needs to create. But what he's been able to do as a runner has really elevated him and this whole Cardinals team to MVP candidacy. And for the Cardinals, they're really in the race to win the NFC East. It's a three-horse race between them, the Seahawks. It's really a marked improvement across the board for Kyler Murray. And, yeah, he's certainly in there with Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, as an MVP candidate in Week 11.
You know, Chris, I know over there at CBS, man, you do some NFL, you do some draft stuff too. And, you know, AR and I were talking about Justin Fields not too long ago. And that's what I want to ask you about. When you evaluate the player that he is right now, if you had questions about his game or if there were things that you wanted to see him improve on coming out of last season, has Justin Fields answered those questions for you?
Yeah, he has. I mean, we've only seen him in a few games. I think he's been even more accurate with the football than he was last year, although I didn't really see that as a big problem. With a prospect like Justin Fields, though, it's kind of like you have to nitpick because there's not a clear-cut flaw to his game. And I've said from watching him last season take over that starting job at Ohio State after kind of a shaky beginning to his collegiate career at Georgia, and then rewatching him over the summer alongside Trevor Lawrence, in terms of pure quarterback skill, I don't think there's that big of a gap between he and Trevor Lawrence, that he has a great arm. I think he's an effortless runner that he almost knows in the back of his mind that if things break down and he runs outside the pocket, can't find anyone, he can pick up 10 yards. He can pick up 15 yards if he needs to with his speed, with just how fluid he is as an athlete, and he makes very good decisions. So, yeah, I think the skill level advantage that Ohio State has probably helped him. And I think Ryan Day's scheme is one of the best in college football. We've seen that, what it's been able to produce at the quarterback spot. But Fields has gotten more accurate, and he's still taking care of the football. I wanted to see if he could maintain such a high level of efficiency, and he has.
Chris Trapasso with us, NFL Draft, and a young NFL player analyst for CBS Sports. You know, when Sean Wade opted back in, and you know the talent that's come out of Ohio State lately, everyone thought, well, he's going to be the next CB1 in the NFL draft. Like, he's going to be that dude. And he's had some issues this year. He had him at Penn State. He hasn't been, lights out perfect. Tell me where you think his draft stock is now and whether you think he can certainly rescue this if they get into the playoff and actually go up against some big talent and he plays well.
Yeah, I think to your last point, that's really what he needs to lean on going down the stretch, because he was such a big recruit, and you're right, the pipeline there, especially at corner at Ohio State, has been pretty remarkable over the last decade, and that they're not just sending guys who go early in the draft, but guys who actually succeed and become NFL stars. You're right that he hasn't, even last year, I didn't think he played up to his potential or the expectations. But I like the fact that he has experience in the slot, and then now this season a little bit more out wide. NFL teams are going to like that. I think he's still a back part of the first round pick, maybe early second rounder, because you can just see him on film. He's a tremendous athlete. His twitchiness, his awareness, when the football is arriving. I think at times he struggles with route concepts and more intricate routes. But yeah, down the stretch, if they get into the college football playoff, and they should, playing against some top competition in the slot and on the perimeter, he has to kind of sell himself as a versatile player that might not be perfect, but can really move anywhere pre-snap if you want to play him inside or on the outside and still make plays.
You know, Chris, maybe for folks in our neck of the woods, the name Zach Wilson is starting to create more and more buzz as the days roll along, but maybe people in our neck of the woods aren't staying up to watch some of these games that BYU is playing. But as a guy that evaluates these type of players for Zach Wilson, has he entered that conversation of maybe the first quarterback taken outside of Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields for you?
Yeah, he definitely has. I think he's in there with Trey Lance from North Dakota State. And the best thing that's happening for Zach Wilson is that he's playing and Trey Lance isn't. That we only saw that one exhibition game from Trey Lance. He's a big, athletic quarterback with a great arm, not super experienced. This is Zach Wilson's third year starting at BYU. He had some injuries, and he flashed a little bit early in his career. It's all coming together now. Talk to Kyler Murray. I see similarities. He's not as athletic of a runner as Kyler Murray, but you can see some, you know, Baker Mayfield at times, see some Johnny Manziel. He's got a great arm. He's 6'3", and he has a playmaker gene, so to speak, that when he's outside the pocket, if he needs to toss it underhand to get the ball up as he's getting tackled, he can do that. He can pick up play or yards with his legs, and he's very adept at standing the field like Justin Fields outside the pocket and winning there as well as inside the pocket, and has mostly made good decisions while stretching the defense vertically off to every game. So I think along with Trey Lance, Kyle Trask, Mac Jones from Alabama, after Lawrence and Fields, there's a really fun battle to be the third quarterback off the board.
Good stuff with Chris Trapasso, NFL draft for CBS Sports. Thanks, Chris. Be well. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.